name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gourley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 16th of September 2009 and the time is 3:25 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Hilary Jeffcott, I'm 59 and I'm from Ramsgate in Kent.
And have you travelled into London especially today for your hour on the plinth?
Yes, we have.
And arriving at the square and seeing someone upon the plinth and it all going on, has that been how you imagined it would be?
Yeah, I've watched it on the website and we've been up. We came up earlier on in the summer and saw it as well. So.
And how does it feel to be here as someone going up on the plinth?
Oh, I'm really excited, very proud.
What have you enjoyed about some of the things you've already seen on the plinth?
Just what people are doing, really. You know, just watching what they're doing and sort of seeing them. Yeah.
When you first heard about the project, what was it about it that appealed to you and made you want to be part of it?
I saw it when it first started. I saw Anthony Gormley on this morning, and I actually had my foot in plaster at the time, and I thought, oh, I'll do that, thinking I'd never get a place. And then I got my email to say that I'd actually got a place, and I had already thought that if I did get through, then I would do it for breast cancer, for the charity.
And so what exactly will you be doing for the
hour? I'm releasing balloons, and each balloon will have a card attached to it, and they're dedicated. I've sold the balloons, and the cards are dedicated to people. People have written the cards, and I do it that way. Because I've had breast cancer. I had a mastectomy 5 years ago. I had a mastectomy and had radiotherapy and chemotherapy. So that I just felt that it should be, you know, people are aware, but you know, to make people more aware of you know, like the mammograms and things like that.
And have you had the all clear now?
I've got an appointment in December. And keep my fingers crossed, that's my 5th year, so I should be okay. Yeah.
Would you mind telling us what the past 5 years have been like?
It was actually found through the mammogram, because I'm over 50 and you get a three-yearly check, and they found it then. So that's why I'm more telling people, go for your mammogram, because the lump at the time was very small, and if I hadn't had the mammogram then, I don't know what would have happened. It was hard. The chemotherapy isn't nice, but I've had such wonderful support from my family and friends. They've been absolutely marvellous, and I'm just one of those people that get on with it, you know, fight it, get on with it, do the best you can. And obviously, everybody isn't the same, but that's me. And it has been hard, and it's always in the back of your mind, but you've got to get on with life.
And what's the impact?
Just to make people aware, to go for their mammograms. A lot of people don't want to go, but they must go, because if I hadn't have gone, you know, for mine, then I probably wouldn't be here now. I don't know. That, you know, just to make people aware of, they should go for their mammograms, really. Yeah.
And will you be talking about breast cancer at all, or will you just be releasing balloons?
Hopefully, if I get chance, I'll tell people, you know, about going for their mammograms and things and doing all that kind of thing, yeah.
Would you like people in the square to interact with you at all?
They, you know, shout and ask questions or whatever, that'd be good, yeah.
And have you got any expectations about what the hour will be like on the plinth?
Oh no, I'm just so excited. Just so excited. I can't believe I'm actually here. I've never won. I don't win anything. And it was so lovely to get that email back to say, yeah.
How did you first react when you heard that you were given this?
I couldn't believe it. I hadn't even told my family that I'd applied. Because like I said, I was sitting at home. I'd got my foot in plaster, bored to tears, watching daytime TV. And I thought, oh, I'll apply for that. I was doing all the competitions online and everything. And then I couldn't believe it, because I hadn't told anybody I'd applied. And then the email come through and I was so excited. I phoned my husband up at work, phoned all my family. And they sort of said, what were you talking about? Because I hadn't heard about it. And it was just marvellous. I just could not believe that I'd got a place, especially after all the people that have applied. Yeah.
What were your friends and your family's reactions to you doing this?
They were shocked, because I hadn't told them. They were sort of amazed, and they're excited as well. My poor husband's a nervous wreck. He's more nervous than what I am. Have you got this? Have you done that? Is this organised? And that's like, yes, it's fine. Don't worry. Yeah, it's been great. It's been great.
Are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be one of the 2,400 people going up on the
pier? Oh, it's just amazing. Amazing. When I think that it was 32,000 people applied, and then when I rang, they rang me and they said that most people that had applied were from the southeast, and that's where I come from. And I feel extra special that I was given a place out of all the people, and all the people that had applied from the southeast. I feel really honoured, to be quite honest, that I'd got a place. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Yeah.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about your day-to-day life away from the
thing?
I don't know, have you been
working? I work, I work part-time in the local co-op. Mornings I work 6:30 till 11:30, and up until about June or July. I used to meet my granddaughter from school, but my daughter's had another baby now, so she's sort of going, so that's, no, I don't do that anymore. And I've got my son as well, and they're expecting another baby. So, because I've put on my form, how many people did you bring? And I put 4 in a bump, so because she's come with me. So, yeah.
How many grandchildren have you got?
Just the two, yeah. Little girl, well, little, she's 9 and a half, and the little boy that's just been born is 8 weeks old. So my daughter's quite disappointed because she couldn't come with us, but she's going to watch it on the website. So I've got big posters saying hello, Kelly and Kaylee, and you know that. So yeah, it's be good.
And what are your interests outside of work?
I like reading, gardening, grandchildren, obviously. And we like holidays and things like that. Yeah, yeah.
What are the things that are important to you in your life?
My family, my health, their health as well, obviously. Yeah.
Have you taken part in any arts projects or events before?
No, never. No.
What has this experience been like for you?
Oh, fantastic! All the organising, getting it all sorted, and yeah, it's been really good. Yeah. I obviously I know about the Angel of the North and the men in the going on the beach. I know that one, but I don't really know an awful lot, I must admit. Yeah.
And do you remember back on your profile on the website, you were asked to put 3 words that describe you? Do you remember what you put and why?
Yeah, I put game for a laugh, because that's me. I'll do anything. I'll try anything. Yeah.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
Breast cancer. Yeah, and for myself. Yeah.
Wonderful. And before we finish, is there anything at all that you'd like to tell us about or add that we might not have asked you?
No, I don't think so. Just thank you. Thank everybody, and thank my family and friends. That's it.
Well, have a great hour.
Yeah, I will.